From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. president meets the Pope. Donald Trump and Pope Francis held a 30-minute meeting at the Vatican Wednesday, underscoring the emphasis on the world's great religions during Trump's first presidential foreign trip.
After the president's private meeting with the Pope in the Apostolic Palace, there was a brief expanded audience for other members of the U.S. delegation and an exchange of gifts. The president presented the pontiff with books from Martin Luther King. Along with three books, the Pope gave Trump a medal by a Roman artist featuring an olive, considered a symbol of peace. Later, during a meeting with Italian officials, Trump reflected on meeting the Pope.
He is something. He is really good. We had a fantastic meeting and we had a fantastic tour. It was really beautiful. We're liking Italy very much. The Prime Minister, everybody. But we're liking Italy very, very much. And it was an honor to be with the Pope.
After separate meetings with Italian officials, Trump left on Air Force One, bound for Belgium. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
And President Trump has arrived in Brussels ahead of meetings with NATO leaders. Trump was harshly critical of NATO as a candidate, declaring the military alliance obsolete. He's also criticized member countries for not following NATO guidelines to spend at least 2% of their gross domestic product on defense. The president has been similarly critical of Brussels, the Belgian capital that is home to both the NATO and European Union headquarters. After that city's recent struggles with terrorism, Trump called Brussels a hellhole. Brussels is Trump's fourth stop on his maiden overseas tour. His fifth and final stop will be in Sicily, where he'll meet with the leaders of the Group of Seven wealthy nations. This is VOA News.